Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Previously on the Die As Cast Podcast, the party picked up right where we left off, with Gideon alone on a mound in the swamp and a massive snake woman rising up right behind him. Luckily, our panda bear folk heard her coming, spun around, and activated the Crowjack Charleston Cutlass for the very first time. The sword teaches you how to waltz and activates with the passphrase, "May I cut in?" which Kevin really got into the weeds with on a whole bit about balls and cotillions. And it wasn't Griffin who said that, which is crazy. It helps with sexual anxiety at large gatherings of fancy people, which means quinceañeras are out, which is fine because Gideon's never been invited to one anyway. He made the first move, but then Vesh locked eyes with him, and suddenly Telia was standing right in front of Gideon, one of his mothers that he hasn't seen in so long. Chisk and Ilex watch as their charmed companion wheeled around and went full Mama Said Knock You Out. Suddenly, a pack of giant, reeking, human-faced owls swooped down and carried Ilex off into the mist. Chisk, now the only functioning kiss partner in the swamp, charged forward demanding the password. Instead, he got called son a whole bunch. The Naga smacked Chisk with a blight spell, as Maeve struggled to excavate herself from the obelisk on top of the hill. Things were looking bad. Then a mighty Dampier fist punched out of the stone pillar, arrived with zero context, and immediately blasted the area with sickening radiance, catching both Vesh and her own teammate in the crossfire, which actually snapped Gideon out of the charm. So, you're welcome, Gideon. He came back to reality, glowing, exhausted, and deeply shaken from thinking that Telia was right there. Maeve's spell kept cooking Vesh. A lightning bolt aimed at Gideon and Chisk mostly fizzled, and the outnumbered snake lady dove beneath the swamp and bolted. In one final act of desperation, Maeve, dropping the sickening radiance, decides to cast Polymorph on John Swallow's fleeing lieutenant.
All right,
so what does she have to make as a saving
throw?
She
has to make a wisdom save, which I feel like she's really good at.
Well, if she's intelligent, probably.
If she's a Naga, she's good at wisdom, let's be real.
Or she's
wait, no, is she a Naga or is she the other thing?
Yeah, a Yuan-ti?
I feel like they both are good at wisdom, though, so this might be irrelevant.
There is this flash of blue light that disappears and dims. And there is silence on the surface of this swampy water until there's this gentle, almost pops out of a little turtle that...
Get her! Get that turtle!
I use my movement to sprint towards the turtle. You know when you're, like, running in water that's, like, waist deep and you, like, run really funny?
I got it!
Okay. She has the same sort of almost human head on this turtle, and she's like snapping at you as best she can.
That's
she's
so
furious.
Just a human face on a turtle? That's so messed up. Why would you even say that?
And so you've got this turtle in your head now, and we are out of combat, at least for an hour.
All right, get out of the circle.
No, it's okay. It's gone now.
The circle is gone.
Oh, it's gone. She dissipated. Oh,
you have to drop
I had
it, yeah.
to turn this bitch into a turtle. I can't believe that worked, you guys.
Guys, they took Ilex.
Babe, huh? Where the hell have you been?
She has a plus. She has a plus +5 for her wisdom saving throws because she is weight wise. But she rolled a 1.
Oh.
I am so lucky. I told you guys the dice are on my side.
They took Ilex.
I couldn't do anything. What?
I don't know. These, like, owl creatures came down and took her.
What? This fucking Shadow Road is trying to split our party up. I don't like it.
I hate it.
I already have
separation anxiety, which is different than sexual anxiety.
That's crazy, because... Never mind. It doesn't matter. What did I say at the start? I feel like I wasn't myself. Did I say anything crazy?
Now,
you know when you have like a night of partying and then you go,
the turtle hears sexual anxiety, it starts to make those little sex turtle noises.
Interesting. I thought
she spoke her own special snake language. Yeah. So too bad. She doesn't actually get it.
Okay, well, first of all, you kept calling me your son for some reason.
I was calling you my son?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just like a phrase in the Ghost Eclipse. It'd be like, where you walking, son? Like, it's demeaning. If I was saying that,
I'm sorry. It sounded
like
you thought I was your dad, and that's what threw me off.
No, I was your dad.
Right.
I'm going to
grab
some coffee. I'll be right back.
Okay, we'll just role play while you're gone. Plot.
Yeah, you guys act
like a bunch of bullshit plot, yeah. So.
Actually, now that the DM is gone, Maeve, where have you been?
You're asking me. I woke up in like a box, a concrete stone box. I had to punch.
You had to punch?
I had. Not she like on the whole.
That's probably the craziest thing that has happened to us in months. You had to punch?
I had to punch out of the box, and then I came out, and you were calling this snake lady your mom, and you were gonna hurt Chisk. I had to do something.
I'm really tired, and I've been so busy lately.
Oh, yeah, we've all been busy. Busy
Did
bodies.
You see where Alex went?
No.
God, I wish we could have one adventure where one of us doesn't get fucking possessed or taken away or went into their own mind or fought a god. I want go into the dungeon and save my kitten. Oh, you did it. Here's 5 gold. Like,
I wish we could have a day like where you just go and compete to see who eats the most pies or something.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
No, explain yourself. A pie eating contest is your shot at glory?
I didn't say glory. I just said that's what I want.
That's
just do you one remember of those days where you just get to hang out with your friends and have fun.
Speaking of fun, Maeve, tell us do you remember anything?
It's all kind of fuzzy and I'm piecing it together, but I saw Ashragora and it was really depressing, but like kind of also really cool. And I don't remember a lot of it. It's still all kind of coming back. You know when you like wake up from a dream and you remember it in pieces?
Yeah.
Like you went there or you saw it like bird's eye? Or what do you mean?
I mean, it felt like I was there, but I wasn't. Because I mean, maybe I was. I don't know. I woke up in the pillar. In the obelisk, perhaps.
That's such a... That's real Casca Amontillado, terrible, buried alive in cement. How did you survive? Was there air?
No oxygen. Maybe you just popped in there.
Oh, no, there was like a little hole just like above eye level, which I think is like where I was breathing from. I don't know if I was there the whole time or what, but...
Did we figure out if there was any writing on the obelisk that would point towards Shadow Realm, like Undercommon or like... Maybe some sort of other language.
You haven't explored the hill, the mound, at all, really.
Okay. Did I see which direction they took Ilex?
They did fade away quite quickly, but yes, you did.
Just general direction.
We will say northwest.
You guys, I'm not joking about that pie-eating contest thing. I really...
I know. It sounds nice. Should we kill this?
You were gonna say we should kiss.
We should all kiss partners. No, we should kill this turtle, right?
I mean, she's kind of cute. Look, she's got a human face. It's kind of creepy.
That's
How long
good.
Is she gonna
that's,
stay like
that's
that?
That's cute.
I don't know. You kind of want to give her like a little chin scratch, like a
She's
snapping at you. She's
yeah. That's a human woman face. Biting your finger.
Tiny little human face.
Just a woman biting your finger.
That's my neighbor Janine biting your finger.
Neighbor Janine.
Does the Naga have her shard like in a pocket or like as
it's
a necklace?
Shell.
Like what
the shell.
Gotta tear off the shell. I've seen this on history videos.
Yeah, you just crack it open, you smash it on a rock.
That's so cruel.
I'm joking. I would never.
Hey guys, it's Griffin Cork with the Dias Cast podcast. One time when me and my father were in Shanghai, we really thought about ordering what appeared to be turtle a dish soup. That was just not turtle soup, just a full turtle, like a full cooked turtle, shell and everything. And what me and my father decided is that we shouldn't order that meal because we wouldn't know how to eat it or what parts to eat. Because they kind of just bring you everything.
You're
shell,
you're just
feet,
eating a
head,
a turtle.
It was a whole turtle.
Yeah. It's just like a...
It was about 2 feet long.
They put a turtle. They put a
boiled
turtle in a bonfire.
So it was jet black.
I feel like turtles are not the most hardy. Like, they seem kind of lean.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, or do you eat everything and it's a chunky meal?
It's just
know.
Like cartilaginous as fuck.
God. All that to say, the mirror shard's got to be under the shell. But really what I'm saying is, why don't we tie down this turtle and, frankly, kill her in cold blood?
Okay, well, hold on.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, fair enough. I'm crazy right now.
She was pretending to be your mom.
Well, for sure. I thought for a second that my mom had came back, so I got pretty sad.
Pretty traumatizing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
I feel
you
like you
that.
Might you might have to talk about that a bit later.
I'm trying right now.
You can talk to Tehuti anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, Tehuti has.
Oh, you're trying to talk to us.
Yeah, I was trying. Well, yeah. Oh. I mean, or I guess I would hope you pick up on my kind of fucked up nuance of I want to kill this thing bad because of how it made me feel.
Honestly, that's a massive step forward in your psyche progression.
You're
kind of a tie down turtle surgery is a good therapeutic step.
Well, we can make it kind of quick, you think? Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Well, back to my main point.
Okay.
How long does this spell last?
1 hour.
Okay, we don't have very long. If we try to kill this turtle, it'll just go back to being a naga.
Exactly.
But if we all get attacks in at the same time, I think we'll deal with it. It's not exciting or fun or good for the podcast, but we want this mirror shard.
Kevin, can I see the mirror shard on the turtle anywhere? Perhaps in the shell?
No.
Or as like a little collar?
No, I'm afraid
it's not going to be that easy, I don't think.
Fuck, yeah. It's like in her heart or something, isn't it?
If she ran away, she was obviously not doing good. If she was doing good, she wouldn't have ran away. I think we're close, frankly.
And also important to the mission, maybe.
How about this? We tie ropes to all the turtle's appendages. All right, we have it kind of hanging in the air. Okay. We're all going to attack, and then when the turtle dies, it's going to fall into a cauldron. So it'll either be turtle soup
we
or
make her
snake
into a
soup.
Fucking soup.
But then, a gumbo of sorts. Come on.
That's inhumane. Inhumanoidane.
There we go. Yeah, now we're stretching it. That's not the phrase.
That is the phrase in this world, in Midgard.
Why don't we put her under a net or something?
Yes. I have a hold person.
Let's do both.
Is it a humanoid, though? That's the question.
Well, we're talking about inhumanoid, so yeah.
Inhumanoidane.
When life gives you humanoid, make inhumanoidane.
To soup.
Put it in the gumbo.
It does, so now it does beg the question, Kevin, was it a naga or was it a yuan-ti?
It begs the question, dear.
It begs
we have to
the
know.
Question is begged.
My spell begs the question.
Yeah, whole person would not work on it.
Dang it.
A good old-fashioned net will, though.
Yeah, I guess a physical net would.
Does anyone have a net?
That's a question, isn't it?
Let's look at my inventory.
I don't have a net. I have some steaks.
I really
not
think
like
that
steaks,
I'm,
like good. Boar steaks. We ate those.
I mean, we have rope. We all have rope. I could cast suggestion and hope it fails and stays here.
Or we kill it. Tell it to it's stay not. Here. It's not nice. It's not an anti-hero.
Well, we have the possibility of learning a lot of information from one of John Swallow's direct contacts.
Look, okay, she lives in the swamp. Yeah. What if we take her away from the swamp? Take her somewhere where she doesn't like. We go for a little walk to, like, maybe perhaps a different terrain where she doesn't cruise all over the place. No problem.
I like
while
that.
The rest of us are lumping around like big a big lumbering thing. I don't know.
That was good. That was good.
No, thank yeah. you. I'm trying.
You were good until you stumbled over the control of a creature.
All I could think of was Bullywug.
You stumbled over that kind of a little
Bullywug.
But like Bullywugs are not big lumbering things. They're just okay. They're just Bullywugs.
I'm gonna take 15 minutes. You guys mull this over. I'm gonna go look at the damn obelisk, and then we can have kind of we can leave, but we should explore while we're here.
What if we put her in the obelisk? Oh no, I broke it.
I don't have mason's tools. I don't think
I have mending.
Oh shit, we could put her in the fucking obelisk. That doesn't get us the shard though.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, we have to kill her.
Well, okay, you know, we put her, we could, how about this? This is maybe more fucked up than my cauldron idea. Put her in the obelisk, mend it up. And we wait. We close up that little. We close up that little breath hole.
Well, here is the thing, Gideon.
So now that's too bad.
That's just cauldron
idea sounds pretty good at this point.
I want you to look at me and look at my muscles and understand that I punched out of that obelisk. Okay, it's not that's going scary. To hold a big snake lady for very long.
Maeve wasn't actually physically in the stone.
What?
That was a portal.
Oh.
So, I've been playing this whole time, like yeah. I've been in the fucking stone, Kevin.
That's a pretty sick footnote to add.
No, you were trapped in a nether space, and you manifested. That's why I gave you that arcana check as an option.
Oh, I see. All right, very well.
To break back into this realm.
Okay.
So when I punched, I didn't actually punch out of the obelisk.
You did punch out of the obelisk, but it was you overwhelming the magical binding energy.
Okay. All right, guys, let's quit faffing around, okay? I think we've just got to kill the turtle lady.
Thank you.
This Learned is our a new only word. Option.
Faffing around.
All right, I'm gonna pick up my Crojack Charleston Cutlass. I'm gonna hold it for a round. I'm gonna toss it back in the air. I'm gonna get ready to kill this damn turtle.
Okay. Well,
now,
first,
are you guys staying where you are, or are you walking onto dry ground?
We should go to dry ground.
Yes.
So she doesn't get to slither around.
There's some stuff on this island that's
let's be quick with it.
Dry, right?
Oh yeah. The little hill is.
Yeah, yeah. We'll bring her up there,
but
it's pretty brutal.
It's only like 25 feet or 30 feet.
Yeah, let's get as far away from the swamp as possible. But first, I think you should. Read to me what's written on the obelisk.
It's tricky that you know all these languages, but you can't read, man.
Well, I speak a lot of them. I don't know how to read or write. What do you want me to do? I was never taught.
All right. Yeah, we'll bring the damn turtle to the middle of dry ground and kick off this quinceañera.
Can I sit on it?
I would say...
Can you sit on the turtle?
Yes, you could sit on the turtle.
Just like gently straddle the turtle, so
crack.
when it inevitably transforms back, I will be on top of the Naga.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah. So Maeve is going to try to hatch the turtle out of its shell.
Damn.
All right. So Maeve squats down and sits on the turtle.
I've got the turtle in a chokehold, guys. Are you ready?
Let's go. Wait, no, we're looking at the obelisk first.
Oh, okay, I'll wait here. Hold on. You guys have a look. That's all good. I've got her locked and loaded over here.
Wait a minute.
Okay, she's got her locked and loaded. We're good to go.
Let's go, Gideon. Let's go. Read.
Yeah, let's hope that I speak the language that the obelisk is, because if you can't recognize it by reading... You're complex, man.
You better do your best at translating this thing so I can translate it.
Yeah, I'll read it to you so you can translate it to me. We're fucked.
Yeah. You guys see a series of hieroglyphics along the obelisk. There's seven of them.
Perfect. And what are they, Kev? Just tell me what they say.
Yeah. They are indecipherable, I'm afraid.
What do they look like? I'm not there.
Do they look like...
You are there. You're sitting on the turtle, and you're kibitzing squinting. From the side.
I'm looking. I'm trying so hard, just trying to see.
You're slowly crawling towards the obelisk as the turtle tries to run away.
I'm riding the turtle.
Yeah. Chisk, you know what? You are a cleric of the god of knowledge.
Yes.
I think you have some ability you can call on, don't you?
related to that?
Here's the ability I have.
I don't think D&D is stopping him from being able to read. I think Dias Cast continuity is stopping him from being able
My own poor choices in life have led me to this. So I have knowledge of the ages, which means as an action, I can channel divinity to gain proficiency with any skill or tool for 10 minutes. And that is the most approximate thing I can have to maybe learning the skill of reading for 10 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think this ability is referring to, like, insight, intimidation, perception, performance, those things. However, if you would like to allow me to twist it...
I feel like the self-handicap you've imposed to yourself might relate well to a 10-minute worth of ability.
I would be losing a channel divinity, so I think that's fair.
And also, you might not know the language.
I may not. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I may not know the language.
You know a lot, though. Don't you know 14 or something?
No, I know 9.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah. No, you just said 14.
What'd you think, Kev?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Hey! All right, I prostrate myself, and I say, okay, that means to kneel for those who are not as endowed, who don't have expertise
not
in religion.
Not as endowed.
Command brother. Of language. Oh, my.
No, that's not what I meant.
For those who are not as endowed as I am.
Take it back. For those of you who are not experts in religion, it means to take a knee.
I see. Yeah.
So I take a knee and I ask Thoth Hermes to grant me the ability to read these hieroglyph. Oh my goodness. I can't speak either. Hieroglyphics. Jesus, the word doesn't want to come out of my mouth.
Hieroglyphics. Yeah.
My God. Thoth Hermes, please help me.
Thoth Hermes. Mama, help.
All right. It says, light forgets the name that enters here.
Whoa. Light forgets... It's me like a child. Light.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the wonder of reading.
Oh, what language is it?
What is the language?
It's a dark sylvan language.
Ooh. Which is actually my first language. So I didn't even need...
So this is a dark dialect.
You did need the spell, Doc.
Yeah, I did. Light forgets... What does it say? Light forgets the...
And the spell fades.
The name. Life forgets the name who enters here. Life forgets the name who enters here. Just
boo. 10 minutes. Ten minutes.
It took me 10 minutes to read. Life forgets the name that enters here.
Well, light is a very hard word to read. If you're grade one, what? How do you say light?
Ligate.
Light forgets the name that enters here.
Oh, I like a riddle.
Well, light? I think it. I feel like it refers to the shadow, right? Like
to what?
Referring to shadow.
Yes.
A shadow is an absence of light, right? And if we're talking about Shadow Road, Shadow Fae, Shadow Court, Shadow Plane, like if this was a portal that maybe Maeve saw Ashragora in, it only feels like, I mean, is there a floating portal where the pillar used to be, or what happened there?
Nope. It's just like half a pillar now, broken.
I'll touch the pillar.
Yep. It's stone.
That's stone for sure.
Guys, I scoop up my turtle. I'm going to walk over.
Your turtle?
Yeah, what?
She's my turtle.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
You're getting attached already, Maeve. We may have to kill this thing.
She has a human face.
This is the fucking necklace all over again.
She's sitting on it, so she does feel feels maternal about it.
Oh, my brother.
What happens when I touch it?
The stone?
Yeah.
It's just stone.
Damn it.
Light forgets the name that enters here.
Are we seeing any other symbols or effigies or like anything to denote any kind of deity?
You could make me an investigation.
Or a door. Maybe there's a door. Can you look for a door?
Yeah, I'll look for a door and I'll look for a fucking Burger King. What are we talking about? I got a 27.
Oh.
You see a door that used to lead to a Burger King, but now it's just empty.
It's like a Pizza Hut.
It's now
something else.
Yeah, no, there's no door, no Burger King.
No nothing? 27?
Well, I can tell you that you are certain there is nothing else.
Well, regardless, I don't think we should continue down this path. I feel like we should go try to save Ilex. We can't go on without her. At least when Maeve was gone, we knew she was in the Shadow Realm, but Ilex is still here.
Is there any chance Ilex got taken off towards the direction we were already going when we were following John Swallow's trail?
Please say yes.
I would say no.
Fuck
but
me, dude.
They just swooped down, so they disappeared from sight before Tisk could really...
I just know like they went just, northwest.
Well, from when you saw them, but it was riding off into the mist, so they could be heading in any direction.
Well, at least in that general direction. Like, they're not going to turn around and go south randomly, I assume.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is that if we were in combat with a lieutenant or whatever of Swallow, it feels unlikely that also these random birds were here and took her off to a place that doesn't have anything to do with John Swallow.
Unless
just it's tell a you husband. What, you can make me a perception check.
Oh. I'm going to cast guidance on myself.
No.
What do you mean no?
You wouldn't have been able to cast guidance on yourself. I was just trying to see if you picked up any clues from that.
Oh,
those
shit.
Creatures sweeping in. It's not like you're trying to do a particular skill.
Okay. That's a 14.
Wow. What the fuck is going on with your mic, Diego? So that's
it keeps
you
changing?
Up to peak sensitivity there.
Just now?
That was crazy.
What guys, fuck, for everyone listening at home, Diego's actually recording from inside of a Ninja Creamy.
Ninja
For those
Beyblade
listening
battle.
At home, I operate at peak sensitivity.
That is my regular emotional state.
Everyone knows you for that, Kev.
Yeah. Some people think I'm oversensitive.
Cool.
But I ask them what they mean by that. All right. Chisk.
14.
You heard those owls, and they seem to all be talking in gangster-style common.
Pardon?
What is gangster-style
gangster-style common? Style common.
Yeah,
give us some
of
examples
like
of that.
You got it? Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Like the narrator of this episode.
Holy shit, the fucking recap was done by an owl?
I thought it was Bugs Bunny.
I thought it was the fucking skull
magic
guy.
Of D&D.
Oh my god, okay.
Well, that's meta
guys,
as hell, but
it was
I guess
the narrator
we know.
All along.
What are you fuck are you talking about, man?
Okay,
you guys didn't hear that voice
not,
a couple
not
of
this, not
maybe
to spoon
a, an
feed
hour
this
ago?
To you, but you realize that you're being spied on.
Okay. So here are my two theories. Either the owls are with John Swallow.
Okay.
Which seems strange. But the other theory is that they work for her husband.
Her husband. Whose husband?
Ilex.
Oh, Lord, you mean, well...
The one that got her, like, kicked out of the Road Guard.
Yeah,
exiled.
It could be one and the same, frankly.
You think John Swallow is her ex?
No. I mean, they could be working in collusion.
Yeah, they could.
well, I mean, yeah, we just gotta go in the direction of Ilex, for sure. Whatever.
We have to. We can't keep going.
But first, I've heard there's a little reptile around here with a woman's face. And if we're being spied on, let's give him a show.
Yeah, Maeve, you're gonna have to let her go.
What?
We're gonna kill the lady turtle.
Oh, is it time? Okay, let me give her a little kiss.
Teenage mutant woman turtle.
Wait, let's go to a clearing first. Let's take her away from the swamp.
Oh, I see. All right, let's bring her over to the other side of the forest.
I sit back down on her when we get where we are going.
Woman in a half shell. Woman turtle.
Do we ask her questions or do we just attack?
We can ask questions. She's in her own weird little snake language that none of us recognize, so we'll have to see how that goes. But otherwise, I will take out both swords, I'll get the cutlass floating in the air, and I will swipe down three times on her non-lethally.
Mmm.
Non-lethally.
Yeah.
Okay.
try to take her unconscious.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I'll kill her, but I definitely don't want to.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Well, I can tell you that you will automatically knock the turtle out, but it is still
nice.
Alive.
I don't think the turtle gets knocked out. I think she reverts back to a human form.
Yeah. She does. She becomes a Naga again.
I think that's only happens when she gets killed.
If they drop to zero HP.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So, yes, it reverts back to Naga form. The gray, black, 10-foot tall Naga.
I'm clinging to her.
Right. And Maeve is rodeoing.
That's 25 damage altogether.
Heading on a half shell, woman turtle.
Yeah. And the All right. Initiatives, everyone.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
No,
oh my
God. No, fuck it. Come on.
What?
We could all do an attack. We could have all prepped an attack. Fuck.
Yeah, but the very first attack would change your pack, right?
I will say, though, that I think we would all get a round on her first.
Surprise round?
Let's see. Let's plot this out in my
head. Let's say all three of us were swordsmen. If we all swung at the same time, it wouldn't make sense to pop into initiative so that two of them might not do something.
I tell you what, Gideon, if you make me a dexterity check of... This would be tricky. If you make a dex check of 18 or better, you can choose to hit the same time as Maeve. How about that?
Ooh.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because you're going to time your hit to be the same time as Maeve's hit. Maeve's 21. Action.
Oh. 16 plus 5.
All right. So, Maeve, it's effectively, I'm giving you a free surprise round.
I'm holding her. I'm like on her back. She's much bigger than I am. But
cast
I would polymorph like to. I would like to use Dark Maw and chomp.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
All right. You are on top of her. I will give you a +5 to hit.
Okay, dirty 20?
Is
I don't remember her AC.
Her AC is lower than a dirty 20. Yeah. You do get a bite in on her.
9 necrotic damage.
9.
Oh. All right, you sink your little Dompier half fangs into her. She lets loose a horrific howl, and she drops.
Hold on. I can also... Oh, wait, is she dead? Never mind.
So the snake drops unconscious.
So do we want her alive or dead? Quick.
Ah! I have, like, blood all over my face.
You decide, Chisk. You decide.
I decide. I don't want to decide.
Do it.
She tastes really bad.
Okay, she stays dead. I don't like the choice, but I made it.
Oh, no, Chisk. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So, you have this snake woman carcass lying before you.
Well, we need the shard. Somebody.
Do we see it?
She does not seem to be wearing anything.
You're joking. I'm glad she stays dead.
That's so fucked. The narrator said she had one, and so did those two nymphs.
So we have to find her a lair?
Yeah, she's got a home somewhere.
Oh, shit, guys.
Maybe I bring her back. Maybe I bring her back and we ask her.
Oh,
I got to speak with Dad.
Okay, yeah. Fuck it up.
Okay. Everybody quiet.
Come on, shut the hell up.
Don't panic. Everybody's panic.
Shut up.
Okay.
My goodness.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. Is this how the spell goes? This didn't happen last time.
This is how the spell goes. I've never cast this before.
Yes, you have. We asked Donner the Druid on the rat ship.
That's right. We did it with him. That's right. I've learned how to cast it better now.
It's immediately into the hum.
Okay, I cast Speak with Dead.
Her dead eyes open and she sort of half sits up.
Yes?
Hello, Vesh.
Yeah,
Thank you for joining this session.
How did we... This isn't a question. I'm going to pull Chisk aside.
You better not ask
me. I know. So I'm pulling Chisk aside and I go, how the hell did we learn her name? Who told us that?
The nymphs.
That's so fucked up. I don't remember that. Okay. I bring her back.
Remember, they said she was a bitchy snake. Remember?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Vesh. Thank you for joining this session. We have some questions for you that we need some answers to. First question. Where is the shard that looks like this? And I pull out the shard that the nymphs gave us.
She says, throw my body in the water and I will answer your questions.
Oh, she's dry.
She's dry.
Why does it matter? She's fucking dead.
She's dead. I mean,
I don't know. The dead have requests, okay?
What the fuck?
Let's help her.
Since when did Speak with Dead come with conditions?
Hey,
I don't know.
Maybe her body will, like, dissolve, like one of those bath bombs. And the shark will be inside.
Maybe.
Fine, we can put her in the water. I'm going to prep a reaction in case she's fucking dead, swims away or something.
Yeah, if she starts dissolving like a bath bomb, we pull her out.
I toss Crowjack in the air and I hold one of my scimitars. Fucking.
It is in my precious cask. Here.
Precious cask.
Just under the water.
Oh.
And she points out to a particularly split reed that seems to be growing 6 brushes off of it.
Okay, you keep asking questions. I'm going to dive in and get it. I'll dive in and get it.
Okay. All right. Okay, be careful. Be careful of how you say things, Maeve. just because I don't want to ask any accidental questions.
I mean, you know me, I'm never particularly careful about
that.
That's
why I'm telling you this.
I appreciate you prefacing it.
Okay.
I don't think you have to hum anymore. The spell's cast.
Okay, sorry. Now, my next question is going to be about John Swallow's location. That seems appropriate. Period.
My next question
so far
is,
you haven't said a question.
I know. I'm talking to Maeve. Okay. That's being careful.
Oh,
I understand. I understand. You're conferring.
Okay. Where?
So yeah, you just, yeah, I'm just listening. You go ahead.
Where is John Swallow headed to specifically in the Shadow Realm?
She looks at you and she says, he is not trying to get to the shadow realm.
Oh?
He is trying to take over your world.
I want to clarify with her.
You're in a job interview. You're on your high school debate team.
I want to clarify with her whether he is in this plane of existence or that one.
She says,
wait,
yes.
No, I'm not asking. That wasn't a question, but you answered. Too bad. That still have 3.
Well, she didn't really answer. She said yes to
she
a
said
two-option
yes.
question.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That seems appropriate also, Maeve.
Indeed, it does. She's my friend.
So,
Gideon's thinking to himself in the swamp and says, well, they're not trying to ask questions. They're so polite to each other. Just my friend.
John Swallow is in this plane of existence.
Question mark
question
or no?
Mark?
That's not a question.
Is John Swallow in this plane of existence?
Yes.
He is in Midgard. Well, maybe not in Midgard, but at least in this plane.
I've never enjoyed a spell more.
Is he collaborating with the forces, the political forces in the Roadguard, or is he acting alone?
That's a very good question, Chase.
Thank you. That one I felt good about.
She doesn't know that.
Damn it.
She thinks that there is some, but she does not know.
What was your favorite food while you were alive?
She says humanoids.
Oh, okay. It's a good thing you're dead then. Okay, good night, sweet queen.
And she says, thank you for putting me back in the water. And she sinks down.
Don't Naga come back to life?
I don't know if it was a Naga. The DM wouldn't answer.
Don't they come back to life in like a week? Did we do all that for nothing?
I don't know. Regardless, you guys can
make
a anymore.
You guys can make a nature check if you want.
I just want to make a nature check just to see.
Oh, geez, that's not a good nature check.
I got a nat 20. Oh,
my God.
As
Maeve's book was so good.
Yeah, Maeve, they don't come back within a week.
Oh, I thought they did. I don't know what I'm thinking of. Oh,
they great. Come back in 72 hours.
Oh, my fucking God.
I come up from the water with the corpse on my head. Fought, I got it. I found it.
Ooh. Yep. Gideon, you find a small stone chest. Very heavy. You have to haul it out of the water. It's not small. It's not tiny, but it's about like 2 feet by 2 feet kind of thing.
Is it locked?
It doesn't seem to be locked, but it doesn't seem to be able to be opened.
Does it seem to be able to be smashed?
Well, that's, I guess, up to you guys.
Have I encountered in my pirate plunder days, encountered anything like this before?
Roll a history check for me.
12.
No, you have not.
Can I make, like, an arcana check or something to see if it's, like, a magical lock?
It doesn't seem to have hinges. It is in the shape of a chest, but there's no real seam. Oh. Period.
I'll pick up the Naga's corpse's hand and bat it on the chest a little bit.
Like a palm scan?
Yeah. Nope. I'm afraid that doesn't help.
Huh. I'll look for, like, any kind of pendant or something that might, like, open the chest.
No, she doesn't have anything like that.
Do we break it?
Let's crack this puppy open.
Let's do it.
Chiss, get your mace.
Okay.
I get my staff.
Go!
Whoopsh!
Okay.
Oh, no.
Just roll me a strength check.
I'll give Chisk the help action.
I'll give everybody guidance. just Maeve. Just Maeve.
18.
Oh, yeah, all right. Good. Maeve channels her inner rage.
And
cracks that sort of like a piggy bank. This thing is a one-time shell. And inside, you find a small sack of gems.
Ooh.
You find 263 gold.
Oof.
You find a set of pan pipes.
Stop.
What?
And you find
there's no way.
A shard.
There's no way.
Stop.
Are the pipes there's magic, no... yes or no? Answer me right now.
Do you have some way to determine that?
I have my eyeballs.
Have we seen these pipes before?
You have not seen the pipes before.
Yeah, there's no fucking way.
Why would it end up here?
But they do seem to be some sort of magic.
Okay, do they seem like potentially rat magic? Because I'm real familiar with that.
No fucking way. These are
no
the
chance.
Pipes.
Yes or no, Kevin?
You rolled me an arcana check.
Oh my God.
To learn something about the pipes.
17.
Hey. I tell you, here. Oh. You do see there are all sorts of mice or rats carved along the various...
Shut up!
You are
shut
actually
up.
Joking!
There's no fucking way! There's no fucking way!
How?
But we would have seen those pipes already. We would recognize them.
We would recognize the pipes.
If it's them.
If it's the same ones.
It's not the same pipes as you've seen in the past.
There's no fucking way.
What are the chances that there's a mice-related... bandpipes somewhere else in the world.
Maybe they are a set.
Ooh.
I pick it up and I blow it.
Careful! rat magic!
Noot, 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 noot!
Yes, nothing happens when you toot on the pipes. They're squeaky, but they don't seem to do anything.
So we got gems, we got gold. You have a shard and I have a shard, right?
Yes.
So let's give this shard to Maeve, perhaps?
I can carry it. I mean, I feel like it's only fair. She was my pet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not what I would have called her, but yeah, sure, you can take the shard.
Thanks.
Why did she want us to put her in the water?
Because I imagine when she comes back to life, it's going to be like cozy. You know,
she's
going
to come back to life?
Oh, yeah, she comes back to life in like 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
Let's leave.
Yeah.
Just give me a second, guys. I'm just going to pick up the corpse and go into the forest a little bit.
You're going to... Don't go into the forest if you're going to burn her.
I'm not going to burn her. I'm not going to burn her. And then I come back out. And I'm wiping off my swords. And it doesn't matter what happened, but I think the audience could infer. It doesn't matter what happened, but I think the audience could infer.
Sashimi.
A little bit of sushi. It doesn't matter.
A little bit of full Shanghai turtle.
I'm pissed at this woman. She pretended to be my mom. All I'm saying is I take her into the forest, and then I come out of the forest not with her anymore.
We're not judging.
All right, crew. So you gather yourselves together. You pull together your packs. You pass off the third shard to Maeve, and you head off in the direction you believe Ilex.
Don't say believe. That makes it seem like we don't know.
You head off in the direction that you don't believe Ilex went
no,
to.
No, you still said believe, though.
Heck, find some gangster birds. All right.
You gather your stuff up. And you wander in a random direction.
Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all the big car material. To Maps and Melody for the sweet JMs you heard in this episode. And to Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Dias Cast podcast. Who's got stuff to talk about? I know Diego does. Post about his Netflix movie, Diego. Top number one Netflix movie.
If you haven't seen it by now, you should watch The Wrong Bears on Netflix. Because it went to number one in the world at Netflix. Which is insane.
What is it called?
It's crazy. So go watch it. I'm in that. There may be an episode of Wild Cards out, I think, by now that you can check out on the third season Wild Cards. So yeah, check it out. And you can follow me on Instagram at Diego Striddle.
The Wrong Paris.
Diego's in a movie with iCarly. It doesn't matter, but that's cool as hell.
And Megan. Huh? Megan?
Drake and Josh?
Drake and Josh, man.
Come on.
Thank you. Sorry. Maddie?
Jeez.
Wow. Man, oh man. Being a writer is tough. Oh, but hey, if you are in the Calgary area, which you're probably not, but maybe, you can come see me in Winging It, which is a serial fantasy adventure improv where I play Belinda Nana Boggs, who is a an ex-war general.
Whoa.
She's a grandma. She fights with knitting needles. And it's an improv show. And it's off the chain. It goes really crazy. So if you are in the Calgary area, come see that. We run all the way till December. So you got a bunch of chances to see Nana Boggs in action.
Please come. Follow us on Facebook or I was going to say LinkedIn. Please come follow us on Facebook.
We could have a LinkedIn one day, Kev. That's a good goal.
we could have a LinkedIn. But for now, we have X and we have Facebook and we have Instagram.
We do. I'm bad at populating it, but we do have it.
It's there.
We have an underutilized Insta. Or you can find us on the web, diascast.com. And in terms of thanks, I would like to thank Mark Rattle. We are currently playing through an adventure he created for Kobold Press called Shadows of the Dusk Queen. Although I have changed it around considerably from the original manuscript.
Don't read it. Don't get spoilers.
Discord. Get in the Discord. Follow me on all platforms, Griffin Cork. But most importantly, get in the Discord. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.